All right, so welcome to the Mind of a Football Coach podcast. Tonight, I'm recording a podcast with just me. There is nobody to interview. Emily, my wife, is sitting across the table from me, watching me record this podcast, playing on her phone. It's awesome. That's what we do here at the Davis household. But we do not have a guest tonight, but I do want to shamelessly plug a couple previous episodes. Jason Fulton, part two is the most recent episode. He's full of wisdom, does a great job talking about developing a football program, talking about strength and conditioning, things of that nature. And then Craig Dutton is before that. He's talking about how or what it's like, excuse me, to be a radio broadcaster, things of that nature, with dealing with high school sports. And he really goes into some cool things about that. And then there are many, many other guests that have been on the podcast because I've been doing a lot of interviews recently. I haven't done one of just myself for a while. Man, that's been a minute. It's been a while. It's been since November. But wanted to make a big announcement of something that's going on in the Davis family. I have accepted a new head coaching job at Buckhannon Upshur High School in Buckhannon, West Virginia. I am thrilled to be the head coach of the Buccaneers. Just went up there today and watched the players, Max, and met players, met coaches, and looking forward to a new adventure in my coaching life. And I am thrilled to be the head coach at Buckhannon Upshur High School. I am humbled. I'm thrilled. I'm a wide range of emotions that I can't express all the emotions on the podcast. It is an honor to be able to be the head coach there. And I've also gotten off Twitter. I am no longer on Twitter or any form of social media. So please subscribe to the Mind of a Football Coach podcast. Go ahead and subscribe to it. It's one of the easiest things you can do. And please, if you enjoy this material, please rate it. 5-star rating would be awesome, right? Rate the podcast. That helps people find it. I have a friend in the 21st century, a guy that has been on the podcast, Ben Shirley, that I've never met face to face. We met over Twitter, which I don't even have Twitter anymore. But I had Ben on the podcast because he reached out. And we talked about many different things on his podcast. So welcome to the 21st century and people connecting via Twitter or whatnot. You can email me, right? That's something that I do respond to. The email I check most frequently is zach.davis24@gmail.com. And I will put that in the description of this podcast. So, you know, new adventure going forward at Buckhannon Upshur High School. That is a wonderful facility full of wonderful people. And I just want to give coaches that are listening on the podcast maybe some tips for interviewing for jobs like that, and kind of how I went about trying to be the guy they wanted, and maybe some things I prepared and things of that nature, because I'm assuming a lot of coaches listen to this podcast. The guys I interact with are coaches, and you know, it's important that we learn how to interview for the jobs that we want. So, you know, the first thing is make sure when you submit your paperwork, make sure that it is all correctly spelled, right? That it looks professional. I've taken resumes for a couple of positions in the time I've been a head coach, and nothing moves you to the bottom of the pile faster than egregious misspellings or spelling the person's name wrong that you're writing the email to. So my name is Zach, Z-A-C-H. When people would send me emails and it's Z-A-C or Z-A-K, that just goes in the delete bin, because you're not taking enough time to even spell my name correctly. So apparently this job doesn't mean that much to you if you can't even spell a name right. So first things first, turning it, you're emailing somebody about a job, right? Or you're turning in your own material. Let's make sure that things are spelled correctly, things look neat, right? Take some time on your material, the things that you create to either print off to show an interview committee or the things that you send in to people, ADs, principals, things of that nature. Let's just make sure it looks professional, that it's something that they want to look at. Because if you're applying for a good job, there's going to be a lot of applicants, so make yourself stand out. That is point number one. Point number two, I think there's a premium length of the material you should send. Meaning, if you send a packet, so you're applying for a head coaching job, most people create a packet of material. So they create something that can be printed off and handed out to a committee that's interviewing you. Please make sure it's longer than one or two pages. And it does not need to be a book. It doesn't need to be 100 pages of material. I think about 15 pages, right? So what is that? 7-8 pages front and back is plenty of material. Because you're going to interview, and if they like your interview, they're going to want to read your material. Preferably that same day, because they're probably going to vote on who they hire that day or maybe the next day. So it needs to be something that everybody can read in, I would say, 10 minutes or less. They need to be able to go through your stuff and evaluate who you are, because obviously they're going to take notes on or take notes about the things you say. And then if they like you, they're going to reference the material, and then there may be maybe a vote. But if you have one page of material and it takes them 15 seconds to read it, that's not good. Or if you have something that would take them an hour to read, that's not good. That's not good either. So let's make sure that your material is a correct length, a premium length. Number three, in your interview, I think one of the most important things is the appropriate use of humor. I think that most people want to be able to laugh at some point in an interview. And it's okay to help, to let the interviewers laugh at you. And they ask you a question about what's your weakness or what's your strength, how would you handle something. I don't know that you want to go in there with a comedy hour routine. That's not what I'm saying. But there needs to be a little bit of comedic relief in the process, because this is a very serious thing. They're trying to hire a football coach, and if it's a job you really want, then they're going to take football seriously. So you need to have a little bit of comedic relief in your interview. Obviously, it's a serious topic. Have your points lined out as well. Know what you're going to say. For goodness sakes, rehearse it. Don't go in there and the first time you're talking about football philosophy is when they ask you the first question. Because you're probably going to stumble over your words and not give a good interview. So, you know, make sure it's rehearsed. Make sure you can laugh at yourself, because I think people want somebody who's a realist and somebody who can see their flaws and to be able to laugh at when things haven't gone the way you planned them to go. Because newsflash, as a coach, it doesn't always go perfect, because the other team is also practiced. So they are trying to beat you. So your play will not always work the way that it's supposed to work. And then I would also say, make sure you make it personal. Talk about using an appropriate amount of personal information. Talk about your family, you know, if you're married, if you have kids, what they're like, you know, maybe names if they asked for that. And then be willing to listen in an interview as well. Be willing to ask questions and listen. Don't try to talk when the people who are interviewing you are talking. Listen to what they say, because people want to be listened to. People want to be heard when they're trying to tell you a story. And I think that's a big part of the interview. And also make sure that you interview the people that are interviewing you. When they ask you at the end of an interview, do you have any questions? Please have questions for the interview committee. One of my questions that I've asked in interviews is, what is your vision for the football program? Because I think if you're at a high school program and the first thing they talk about when you ask that question is, we want to win this many games, that is a red flag in my opinion. And in high school football, we are at the mercy of our roster, and we have to develop who is in our hallways. And that some years, I've been at schools where that's 13-1, 14-1. I've been at schools where the record's not good. I've been at schools where that record's middle of the road. But when you ask that question, in my opinion, what you should be looking for is that we want you to develop a whole football program. We want you to develop our young men into quality citizens. And when an interview committee says something of that nature, that's a job that I think you really want to go after. Because they see the whole picture. Let's create a program. Let's trust the process. Let's win the day. Whatever you use for that. I know PJ Flex is row the boat. My man Darren Hayes is pull the sled. And you know, people need to be on the same page. And what do they expect out of the football program? Because if they can't tell you that and they're not on the same page, job's not worth your time. It really is not. It's going to lead to headaches that you do not want to deal with. So those are a couple thoughts for interviewing. Now a couple thoughts about what do you do after, let's say you get the job that you want. And one of the things I do is I create a ridiculous amount of digital material and I delete a decent amount of it as well. Because I go through and you try to evaluate what is your roster like, who are your coaches that are being retained, who your coach is coming back, maybe some guys you want to add. And then you start creating, I know at least I do, I start creating like a Google Drive or a OneDrive folder, and I put all of this information, so schedules, practice schedules, scheme, philosophy, all those types of things go into a folder I can share with an athletic director, with coaches that'll be on my coaching staff, and there are things that are, you can edit on a computer. Because I think, and I was talking to a coach about this today, if you initially just print everything out, and then when you get into a program, because you're new, right, if you're being hired from outside, if you printed all this stuff out, you're way less likely to tweak it to meet the needs of your student athletes, because it's on paper, we got to abide by it. Well, it's not the Bible, dude. So, you know, we can tweak this. So I say keep it digital. So make a digital copy of things, put it in a folder that can be shared, because that file can be deleted and it can be edited. Because as you go through the process of getting to know your program, then you can tweak that. Then obviously you need to print things out as you go. But initially I would say just keep it digital, and then don't be afraid to make necessary changes as things come about. So you're going to learn things about the program that you're taking over and be able to adapt to what that program needs from you as the head coach, because every high school football program is different. Now, I think philosophy can be concrete, right? That can be stay the same, but I think the way you get to where you want to go can change. And that's different at all places. Some places can run this scheme and do well. Some places can run that scheme and do well. Some people can do the weight room like this and do well. Some people can run the weight room like that and do well. There's all kinds of different ways to skin the cat, so to say. But at the end of the day, you need to decide what it is you're going to do to give your program the best chance to compete, and then stick to it and go after it and believe in your philosophy, because they hired you for your philosophy, for what you believe in. So what you say in the interview and what you talk about you want to do and how you want to build it, do it. Don't let people talk you out of that. like go and do it. Those are things you need to do and stick with because you were hired because that is your philosophy and how you want to get it done. So thank you for listening to this. I just wanted to make an announcement, give some ideas. I'm so excited to be a Buck. And again, if you want to get in contact with me, please send me an email at zach.davis24@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the Mind of a Football Coach podcast. And I'll get back to doing some interviews here soon. Just wanted to tell you all about a life change that has happened. And we are thrilled to be headed to Buckhannon Upshur High School to win the day and push the football program forward.